Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Good morning. Welcome to the show today. Okay. So my topic, do you feel like you're not doing enough? I was completely entertained last week because that was my topic. I had it all ready to roll. Then I got a phone call from a neighbor saying that I had animals out on the road, and so I had to drop everything and go put them away. It was just one calf, but he was a brat. Calves are like that. They seem to feel the ditch grass would taste better, and then they're all like, no, let me back with my mom. What did I do? Yeah, good times. Anyways, somebody stopped on the road to help me, and we got him in quickly and easily. And then we've moved pastures since so that they're not near the road, so yay. But I was totally entertained because I was completely in that energy, like, that, you know, that I felt like I wasn't doing enough, that I need to, you know, focus more on, like, my psychic cowgirl business or the Reverend Shannon part, or I need to do more on the ranch, or I'm not doing enough to make sure we all stay safe. And you know how you just get into that bubbling vortex of energy of worry? Yeah. That's where I was at. And I was thinking, like, how we do this to ourselves. And now I have a hornet in my house, so you're just going to have to hear me chatter for a minute while I escort him outside, or her. I have no idea. I do believe in synchronicities. And where did he go? Okay. Yeah, I never kill the hornets when they get in my house because I figure, I don't know why, it's just what I do. I have a cup and a postcard and I scoop them up and then I let them go outside. Just how I do it. All right. See ya. Okay. So with the world being so chaotic, I am finding that it's really easy right now to end up in that spiral of constantly worrying and worrying that you're not doing enough and that you should be doing more and that maybe you should do it this way and maybe what you're doing is wrong. And it's very anxiety-inducing, isn't it? I mean, after I put the calf away and came back and then I went and checked all the fences and checked all the cows, I did have to laugh because, you know, I was just in that energy of maybe I'm not doing enough for my businesses, and then this happens. And isn't it a sign? I took it as a complete sign that I need to focus on what I want to focus and let myself off the hook for feeling like I'm not doing enough. I mean, it is hard right now. Everything is still so uncertain. The world's in a chaotic mess. And our ability to fix things the way we used to be able to or even understand how things go is challenged. It's all weird. And you have to be aware of your own self. And so, again, to support my topic today, yesterday, I was taking my mom for an appointment, but I just did not feel well. And so I wore my mask with her the whole time because I don't want to get her sick if I was sick. And I came home and I checked out. I checked in with a few people that I care about, but I was done. I needed to take a day to curl up in a blanket, watch TV, and just be done. So my horses, because I have my big guy who's an emotional eater, they get let out every day for grass for a couple hours, and then I bring them in. But yesterday my energy was so low, I went out to bring them in, and I didn't even get anywhere near them, and they heard, I don't know what scared them, but they all ran away to the end of the pasture. And I just looked at them and watched them run and thought, you win. I'm not doing this today. I don't have the energy to walk all the way to the end to bring you back. So I went and had a nap instead. And then I looked up out my window a little while later, probably a couple hours. And then they were putting themselves away. So I just got to go shut the gate. And I'm like, I don't have the energy. And, you know, right now, the way everything is, if I don't have the energy, I'm not going to push myself, because I'm working to keep my immune system up, because this whole Delta variant is spooky, and we're constantly worried. We're in a health crisis, right? And I really am leaning on all my tools to take care of myself and my family and my loved ones. Walking my talk, that's for sure. On the issue of vaccinations, which I've been coaching people for the last couple of weeks, because Alberta, where I live, put on some new restrictions because we're in a big health crisis. Our hospitals are getting overrun. And I have a lot of people in my life who were not ready, not willing. And my family is all vaccinated. It was what was right for us. And as I said before in this podcast, you do you. I'm not going to judge you if you're not vaccinated. You have your reasons. I shouldn't say I won't judge you, because I probably will privately, right? But I'm not going to make you feel bad, because you have your reasons. If it's about conspiracy theories, you need to work that out for your own self. And if you want to have a conversation about it, I will. If you want to read my thoughts on this pandemic, I did write a blog. I haven't shared it all over social media, and that is because I don't have the energy to engage. If you want to say positive things, great. If you want to say negative things, don't bother. Tell somebody else. I'm not interested. I'm very, very awarely picking and choosing my engagements with people right now. Very much. I released myself from an obligation that I had, and they keep trying to pull me back in, and it's like, no, I'm done. I'm done accommodating. I wasn't treated the best when I was part of that organization by the person running it, and now I'm done. I had an obligation that I had agreed to, and I fulfilled it, and now I'm done, like really done. And they're not delighted. And they're trying to pull me back in, and it's like, just leave me alone. I'm done. I've said it. I've made it very clear. And so go with it. But that happens to us, doesn't it? Because when we're, like, part of something and we're giving it our best, and then if you're empathic, you to juggle feeling what other people are feeling and knowing that they might appreciate what you're doing for them, but they're also pissed off about it for whatever reason that is theirs. But we have a trouble untangling that, don't we? And when you're empathic, one of the challenges is you can often feel like you're not doing enough, because you're feeling everything and you're feeling other people's frustration. And again, I teach this to all my clients. You have to figure out how to disengage. Cut the energy, block the energy, slow down the energy so you can sort through what's beneficial for you and what really has to be no. You know, and this person keeps sending me emails, and I just want to, like, not blow up at her. Like, that's not quite what I want to do. I just really want her to leave me alone. I just do. You know, I cannot bring my A game to that situation, and so I feel like it's in my best interest and the organization for me to just not be part of it right now. Probably never again, because we grow and evolve, but I'm finding it interesting. I feel manipulated, actually, and I'm not going there with it. So being empathic, the guilt is a huge issue, right? We feel obligations and guilt often. I've done tons of energy clearings for people in obligations because I had to do deep ones on myself. But here's the trick. You can only energy clear your obligations when you're ready. And you have to be ready, because one thing about the obligations and being empathic, being part of something and doing things like that is one of the ways we have figured out how to stay safe, right? You guys know what I'm talking about, you empaths. Like, we tend to, like, put ourselves in group situations and be part of things because we want to be part of something, yes, but it's also that safety and security part. I've been going down the whole energy trails of multi-level marketings and cults. I just read an amazing book called Cultish. In fact, I haven't returned it to the library yet because I think I'm going to read it again. It was interesting because I'm totally fascinated in why people do what they do, right? It's what I preach, self-awareness. Know why you do what you do, and then you can make choices from a point of clarity. Completely fascinating, I have to tell you, completely fascinating. And I feel like she could have went more, so I hope she does another one, honestly. Oh, it was interesting. I'd also watched a documentary on an MLM company on Amazon Prime that was completely fascinating, because we do get roped into things for very legitimate reasons, and they work for us until they don't. And then untangling and getting out is tricky, and sometimes it's too much, right? It's too hard. And so we just stay in, even though we're resentful. And there's that part of not wanting to fail. And because one of the things that they talked about in the book and in this documentary is how you are convinced that if you're not being successful, it's because you're not doing enough. You're not talking to enough people. You're not, and I've tried some LMMs, sometimes it feels like that's the wrong word, when I first moved to this community because I wanted to meet people, and it worked. But it was only for a short time, and then I'm like, why aren't I making money for myself? I want to make money for me, not for somebody else. And I still have the products, like, and it's probably been 13 years. So it's easy to see why you get roped in, but at the same time, use it as a learning experience and get yourselves out when things aren't working. You know, this organization that I just released my obligation to, and they're not delighted by it, I get that, because I am a productive member of the team. I just had a text yesterday, somebody asking me to help with something because they really like my drive and I can get things done. But I need to do it on my terms. I am super busy. You know, a lot of times I feel like I'm not doing enough on social media to promote my businesses. But you know what? I don't have, like, big social media numbers. But I tell you what, I am seriously busy all the time. I don't have extra time right now to carve into that. I need to figure out how I would want to do it and then make a strategy that would work for me. You know, one of the things when all this pandemic stuff hit and things were going to be slowed down, I was a little bit excited because I wanted to slow things down, and I thought I would have time to work on all this other stuff that I have these big, great ideas about, and I have everything in place except for the time. And you know what? That's okay. My oracle card today was all about timing and feeling like there's not enough time often, but there is. And so follow that energy. I do have some cool things I want to do, and I will get to them, right? But if my cows need me, my kids need me, that's also okay. My husband might need me, like, because I'm managing things, and we do, right? I would love that mountain cabin to hide out in a week or two, but yeah. Maybe I'll just go walk in my enchanted forest instead, right? Because I have that. Yesterday, okay, this is side note here, but you know, it's how my brain works. I was busy because I was taking my mom to an appointment, and so when I went to let my horses out, I didn't stop and pet them and say good morning and check them all out like I normally do. They actually stopped, didn't go out the gate, turned and looked at me like, what is this? This is not what we do, Shannon. It was so funny, and I'm like, sorry, I have things to do elsewhere. And then this morning, they all, like, stood where I had to walk by and pet them all before I could go to get to the gate. When those things happen, those little moments that make you realize, okay, I'm okay. I may feel like I'm not doing enough, but it's me doing it to me. Putting fuel in my car yesterday, I looked down, and there was a dime. And I love finding dimes because it just lets me know that everything's going to be okay. I'm on the right track. Quit being so hard on myself, right? You all know what I'm talking about. But it's easy to get caught in the energy of that because, you know, we're kind of conditioned, programmed to think we're not doing enough because there's always so much to do. But really look at your life. Are you doing enough? I bet you are. Follow the energies. That's why you want to work on your own personal self-awareness so you can follow those energies and make sure that you are honoring you because it's easy not to, right? I love this with the Oracle card today. It was trust the timing. The only way to miss your life or your moment is to spend your time worrying about missing it. It's never too late to answer a calling, and you're never too old. I love that. It seems that everyone has anxiety these days, constantly scanning for something they might have missed or a possible threat. That is true. That's the energy we're in, absolutely. But take a breath. Trust the wave you came in on. Trust the season you're in. Time isn't running out. There's plenty of time, and it's never too late. Like, it's, and you need to honor yourself, like honor where you're at. You know, people really want, there was like people wanting me to do things yesterday, and I couldn't. I had to say no. My energy was not present enough. I needed a break. I needed that nap. Yes. Because then, now today, it's a totally different day. I feel great. I'll be able to get a lot done. I already have this morning because I'm up early. And so, honor where you're at. Honor yourself. Yeah. It's an interesting time. And so for you listening that are on my Instagram page, I got deactivated. I don't know what I did. I don't know if I liked someone's post I shouldn't have, or one thing I run into is because I live very rural, my internet changes where it's coming from, and sometimes that causes me havoc on social media and apps because they're like, is this really you? You're coming from a different place. Well, yeah, it is. It's just rural internet. It's how it goes. And so my account got deactivated. I did everything they asked me to do to activate it. I have no idea. I mean, luckily I have another one, another Psychic Cowgirl one that I am going to put together. And maybe I'll just use that one and leave whatever I did or whatever happened there. I have no idea. And so, yeah, I'm working on fixing that or not. I don't know. I find that sometimes it's like, whatever. Because we're emotionally exhausted, right? And it's like, well, okay, I'll start over. It is what it is. Just moving on. I was frustrated the first day, but now it's been a few days, and yesterday I was so knocked out. I mean, I have had someone try to steal Psychic Cowgirl before, so that's not out of the realm of possibility. Yeah, that's a whole other story. But, yeah, good times, right? And I think and feel that the important lessons are how we learn to navigate these things. And learning, it's all about learning. It's such a crazy, uncertain time. And so when you take care of yourself and delve in the self-awareness of you, it makes your life easier to navigate. It doesn't mean you don't have the bumps, because we still do, right? But you can handle the bumps. And sometimes it's handling the bumps in a way that you never did before, because that's what's called for. Listen to your soul. Trust yourself. And when things get all overwhelmed and anxious, find a way to take those few moments of peace. Do an immediate breath meditation. Breathe calm on your in-breath and breathe out your first name on your out-breath. They're instantaneous, and they are amazing. Because no matter whether you're super empathic, just a little bit empathic, we're bombarded with energy all the time. And we have to find a way to block it, to give ourselves some of that relief. Visualize or imagine yourself standing in a hula hoop and shoot it up to the sky. That will help you stay in your bubble. Shungite. Carry a shungite stone. I had one the other day, and then I fell asleep with it still in my pocket, and that wasn't good because then I don't sleep well, and I totally forgot that I had it there. So make sure you don't have that one. I have a few crystals in my pillowcase, and I'll find myself in the night reaching for one and wake up with it in my hand. I'm totally cool with that. You have to figure out your own systems, right? Figure out what works for you, what doesn't work for you. I just had a fun conversation with someone a couple days ago, and she was talking about she just wants people to tell her how to do things and what to do, and I laughed so much because that's not what she wants at all. I said, you're cute because you don't listen. She's like, oh, yeah, you're right. But I really want him to tell me anyway. Yeah, you need to figure it out on your own. You say you want people to tell you exactly how to do things and what to do, but you do things your own way, and so you resist that. So see how you sabotage yourself? Oh, right. So I sent her off in a direction, and then she's good. But, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot being a people right now. Because being emotionally tired is what's happening. And, you know, no amount of energy clearing for me yesterday would have helped. I needed to stop. I mean, to be fair, I've been doing a ton of client energy clearings the last few weeks. Because they work, and you need it. And my own family, of course, because, of course I am, right? So I'm going to remind you, when you feel like you're not doing enough, stop for a few moments and really think about everything that you have on your plate. Make a list if you need to, if that's your way of processing. Make your list, and when you realize how much you are doing in a day, you're actually a superhero. The thing is, a lot of what we're doing, we're not obviously compensated for, and so we tend to not value it. You know, like I've said before in the podcast, every few months or so, I go down a little journey of maybe I need to get a town job, and my husband is so awesome. He's like, seriously? Just because you're not obviously paid the amount of money you save us because you're here doing all these things is huge. You need, like, let's be real. And I can't remember what happened just not, like, a few days ago, like a week ago or two, and he's like, see, this is why you don't have a town job. You need to be here. I'm like, okay, gotcha. But we do, right? Especially as women. we are, I don't even know, genetically or generationally made, like we feel guilty if we never think we're doing enough. But we are. But we have to acknowledge that we are to ourselves. We need to do it. Because otherwise, then you have those days, like my yesterday, where you just couldn't. And I had someone wanting me to take them places, and I couldn't. I had to say no. And then you feel guilty. But you have to honor yourself. Figure out you. I mean, with everything that's going on in the world, it's really, really hard to know what the right thing to do is. Right? There's so much conflicting information that, you know, when I'm chatting with people about vaccinations and things, I'm not telling them they have to do it. I am giving them seeds. Think about it, but you have to decide for yourself, right? You truly do. And take all the propaganda out of it. And what is good? Like, what are you willing to risk or not risk? Assess that for yourself, because I really don't feel like you should get it done if you're completely uncertain. I don't think that's the way to go. I think you need to figure out for yourself. And if you do want to have a chat about it, I'm happy to chat with you about what happened, our experiences, or you can read that blog. Pandemic Ponderings is the title. And again, I'm not willing to engage in any fights about it. You do you. You know you. Because it's hard. I did a lot of meditating before to see if it was the right decision, because I was making the decisions for my whole family. That's a lot of responsibility. As women, we do carry a lot of responsibility, don't we? And being empathic, we tend to take on more responsibility. We just can't help it. We have a hard time saying no when we know we can help and make a difference. But I'm going to also encourage you still, pick and choose. And when something is not working anymore, find a way to let it go. I know. Life is hard. But there's so many cool moments. So many. Again, celebrate those to balance out the hard. Okay, so I'm going to encourage you all to take a nice big breath in. We're getting to the last 30 minutes of the show, so I want to do our meditation, and it's a releasing guilt journey. Nice, right? All right. Here we go. Eyes are closed, and let's take three big deep breaths. Three big deep breaths. As you begin to release and let go, begin to focus on the sound of my voice and allow all the other sounds to drift into the background. They are unimportant to pay attention to. They can only take you deeper into this relaxation. Choosing you, choosing these moments to do this meditation, to release your guilt, choosing you. As you bring your attention to your feet, your legs, and from your toes to your knees, you become aware of your legs relaxing. Every breath takes you deeper now as this relaxation moves up into the thighs, the hips, and your stomach muscles relaxing as well. And the more relaxed you become, the deeper you go. The deeper you go, the more relaxed you become. This relaxation now continues moving upward in through the solar plexus, across the chest area, in through your shoulders, and moving down through your arms, your hands, your fingers, and the neck muscles relaxing. Each and every breath takes you deeper. With every breath you breathe in, you're breathing in the relaxation to the body, the positives to your mind. With every exhalation, you're releasing any discomfort from the body, any negatives from your mind. Whew, that felt good. Let's do that some more. With every breath you breathe in, you're breathing in the relaxation to the body and the positives to your mind. Breathe in positive. With every exhalation, you're releasing any discomfort from your body and any negatives from your mind. Nice. And now, this relaxation keeps moving up and through the scalp, across your forehead, and down over your eyelids. Your facial muscles, the jaw muscles, and your physical body relaxes deeply, completely with every breath. In a moment, when we count backwards from 5 to 0, you will enter the imagery state when we reach 0. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Deeply, deeply relaxed. Deeply relaxed. If you open the door of your imagination and you find standing there an image representing guilt, what surprising things might begin to take place. Feel what you feel, see what you see, hear what you hear, or know what you know. Maybe it's a feeling, maybe it's a color. You're opening the door of your imagination and you're finding an image, a feeling, a color that represents guilt. To discover about this image could be valuable and very worthwhile. Coming to know about true guilt and also to know about misplaced guilt. Perhaps that could be important. If there were an image that would be there for guilt, what would it be like? Visualize and imagine it. All senses heighten. Visualize or imagine it. Feel what you feel. Know what you know. See what you see. Hear what you hear. Like now in your relaxed and comfortable state of being, what do you notice about this image of guilt? What do you find is essential about it? How do you feel being with it? would you like to say to it? Find out more about this, trade places with it for a few moments. How does it view the world? How do you feel emotionally to be with the image of guilt? Trade back, become yourself again. Now, what do you understand about this image? Is there anything more that seems important to find out about it? I will give you a few moments to explore that. Now, that you've explored this energy of guilt, let's release this image of guilt. Do it. Release misplaced guilt forever and always, period. Give it to the stars. Give it to an angel. Give it to your spirit guide. Burn it, bury it, do whatever feels good to you, but we're going to release this image of guilt so it no longer has entanglements with your energy. We're releasing this misplaced guilt forever and always, period. Gone. Done. How could that happen? Let your imagination run with it. You could toss it out into the deep, dark blue of the universe. You could move misplaced guilt out into somewhere never been before to never come back. Visualize, imagine, feel what you feel, know what you know, see what you see, hear what you hear. What and where you would remove it to. Be done with it. You're breaking up. It's over. You're done with this misplaced guilt. Gone, banished forever. Now we're going to reinforce that. Now that you've banished this guilt, it's gone, you're going to forgive yourself for ever being a slave to guilt. Acknowledge that true guilt exists for a very good reason, yet misplaced guilt, you have now released, released, released. Every step down your symbolic staircase reinforces this release permanently. Let's take your left foot first. 20. 19. 18. 17. 16. 15. 14. 13. 12. 11. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Excellent. Drifting deeper into this lovely relaxation energy. Your negatives are gone, gone, gone away. You freely move forward on your path. You are yourself once again. You are your lovable and loving self again. Knowing that a good deed now has been done, you are at peace. Feel it, know it, be in it. It's the all-clear sign for you and on every level of mind and body. There is now an upper-level experience intellectually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. For the freedom of being, all that you are is here and here to stay. Powerful. And now, from this journey, let's allow the conscious and subconscious to work together in harmony and bring back the positives into your outer awake life. At zero, we reinforce it all. Now at one, coming up and out with a deep cleansing breath in and release. Now two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake, say your first name out loud. Eyes open, wide awake, say your first name out loud. So that was interesting. My image and encounter of guilt totally makes sense to me. Kind of fascinating. I'm going to have to go process this for a while now. I'm going to say this, though. If you're still feeling a lot of this guilt energy, I'm going to encourage you to do a one-on-one with me. We can do a soul session. We can add in some energy clearing, and we can do this guided imagery on guilt. Because if we're doing it one-on-one, I will ask you the questions, and you will answer, and then I can steer it where you might need more. Doing the group thing is like a taster of it, right? Just like all the group energy work, it's like a taster. But if you feel like you wish to go deeper, contact me. And yes, I want more business. I love doing this. I truly do. It makes my soul happy, and it is my mission to help people with self-awareness. And yes, I get paid to do it, and that is so cool. All right. Well, I need to go ponder all the stuff that came up for me about this misplaced guilt. Completely fascinating. So I'm going to send you all a huge hug, and a blessing. I know our world is challenging, but I also know you're all trying to do your best. So again, big hugs, and bye.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com.